Juno, headquartered Sea Alaska, has 13 members on its board of directors. Shareholder Karen Togg thinks that's too many and costs too much.
I believe that if we were a money-making machine and we were, you know, just rolling in successful corporations and we'd had a lot to manage, I think it's justified to have more board members.
But, she says, that's not the case. Togg, who works in finance, is one of 12 shareholders running for 4 seats on Sea Alaska's board of directors this spring. She's also the author of a resolution to shrink the board from 13 to 9 members. Sea Alaska opposes the measure, though it would not grant an interview on the topic. But a statement on its website says a smaller board would result, quote, in decreased representation of shareholder interests. It also says fewer seats would lessen the chance of independent nominees being elected. Part of the resolution would make it harder for longtime board members to win re-election by prohibiting a management endorsement. Togg reads from her proposal.
The longest-serving directors will not be eligible for the board slate. However, will be able to run as an independent candidate to begin in the year 2018 and each year thereafter until there are 9 members.
Sea Alaska says the provision targets incumbents with valuable experience. Nicole Hollingstad, another independent board candidate, says that's the point.
I think the current resolution is one more way that shareholders are trying to deliver their message that there are directors who have served far too long on Sea Alaska's board.
Previous resolutions proposed term limits or changes in discretionary voting. All failed. There's no standard board size for Alaska's 12 regional native corporations. Sea Alaska is one of 3 with 13 members, another 3 have 9. The others range from 11 to 23. Edgar Blatchford is a former regional native corporation CEO. He teaches journalism and native studies at the University of Alaska Anchorage. Blatchford says reducing board size just puts more power in a few shareholders' hands.
In my experience in dealing with Chugach Alaska Corporation, I think it has left holes in the argument that it has created efficiencies. I think what it has created is a lack of transparency, and it has put more corporate control, more board control in the board of directors.
Most Sea Alaska shareholders have already cast their ballots, called proxies, by mail or online. The final deadline is at Sea Alaska's annual meeting, June 24th, in Heidelberg on Prince of Wales Island. Results will be announced there. The ballots also list the names of those seeking board seats. 3 incumbents are on the management slate, Heidelberg's Sidney Eatonshaw and Juno's Ross Sobolev and Ed Thomas. The board also endorsed newcomer Morgan Howard of Washington State to run on the slate. 8 independent candidates are also on the ballot. In addition to Togg of Juno and Hollingstad of Virginia, they're Corey Mann and Doug Chilton of Juno, John Duncan and Michael Roberts of Colorado, and Adrian LeCornu of Anchorage. Brad Flitch of New Mexico has pulled out of the race, though his name remains on the ballot. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.